Hey everyone, this is ToonKid, and well, fuck it, let's get it started.
I forgot, the government doesn't want us to do any non-essential traveling.
It's time for ToonKid Talks.
Young man, you are not to watch that show anymore. It's immature toilet humor.
My weenies won't cook. Issue is or issue ain't my baby.
I can't take it anymore!
Play that beat.
What? Sore again? Yeah, what a nasty disposition.
I don't even know why I do this show. It fucking sucks. Okay, and first up, I don't know. Got a job. Coldstone. Pretty good. So far I've had one day of work. And basically, what they've had me do is be their dish bitch. So instead of letting me be the ice cream bitch, which you would expect, they let me wash dishes all night, which honestly is a lot better than actually having to deal with the customers and making the ice cream and making mistakes and having cold hands and dealing with bitchy customers and dealing with bitchy customers and having to do all this stuff and run around, especially because it was Saturday night, which a lot of people go out on Saturday night, and a lot of kids go to Coldstone, so it was better that I would just sit there and wash dishes and take my time, kind of doze off and daydream and kind of think about whatever the fuck I wanted to, because, well, everyone thought I was working and hard at work, so that's what I did. Okay, and up next is, I don't know, I'm fucking pissed off right now. Because last night I was, what was it? I was kind of hungry, waiting for dinner to start, blah blah blah, whatever. So I was like, okay, what's in there, what's in the fridge? Ooh, cheesecake. One piece left. Okay, cool. I can just eat out of the, box or whatever, because it's in a box. You know they come in boxes sometimes. Whatever, I'm sitting there watching TV. I was watching, I don't know, like, Johnny Test or something like that, whatever. And I'm eating, and then finally my stepmom comes and she's like, oh, dinner's ready. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So I walk in, going for dinner. Completely forget about the cheesecake. Just fucking slips my mind. Wasn't that good, so whatever. Slips my mind like crazy. So what I do is, I go in, I eat dinner, and then afterwards, I'm like, okay, whatever. My stepmom doesn't like noise that much, so I figured I would be respectful and go to my room, let her do her thing, wash the dishes, and then I'd go back out and watch TV when she was finished. And then I go in my room, and in a few minutes, I hear, Kevin! I'm like, okay, fuck, what the hell's going on? So I walk on out, walking out, what's going on? She's like, you didn't finish this cupcake? I'm like, not this cupcake, this cheesecake? I'm like, no. She's like, you were eating straight from the box? I'm like, yeah, it was one piece left. I figured I was going to finish it. And then, why'd you leave it out? No. I'm like, well, I was watching TV before, and I figured since you were going to be out here for a little while, I was going to give you your space and, like, not make noise, because you don't like noise. And then she was like, because I left the fork in there, because it's just easier just to eat with a fork rather than my hands, because that's kind of weird and kind of disgusting to wash your hands, and that's a whole process of work that I don't want to put into. So, what happened? She was like, you can't put it away with a fork, you gotta wrap it up. I'm like, I think I can put it away without being told how to wrap it. Well, she looks at me, and she's like, no, you can't. I'm like, yes, I can put something away without having to be told how to do it. So she looks at me again. She's like, no, you can't. I just threw the cheesecake down on the table and walked to my room. She's like, you don't act like this way in this house. I was like, what? I left in order to avoid a major confrontation. Which didn't help. But I was trying to spare both of us and stop myself from saying things that I would have regretted. So then after that, I'm in my room. I'm like, whatever, she's just pissing me off. So I hear my cell phone ring. Okay, I pick it up. It's my dad. He's like, come upstairs. He's calling me on my cell phone. He's like, come upstairs, we can talk about it. Well, what? Talk about what happened. We can talk right now. I don't want to come downstairs. Come upstairs. I'm like, just talk right now. He's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. We get in this whole thing. And I'm getting frustrated because he's not even being respectful and coming down. Or he's just not even trying to deal with it. He wants me to do all the work, which I don't feel like I should do all the work. I should do some. And I feel it's stupid that my stepmom went and bitched to him and couldn't have come to me about it calmly, like a normal human being. Like, she's cool when she's cool, but when she's a bitch, she's a bitch. And, like, I like her and all, but sometimes she can just annoy the fuck out of me. And, I don't know. He's talking to me. I get pissed off. He gets pissed off. He's like, I can't talk to you. We don't have a conversation. So I hang up the phone as hard as I can. And then me, being in anger and being in rage, at that point, I do a very smart thing. Take my phone in my hand, look at the wall, and throw it as hard as I can at the wall. Because that was smart. And then what does it do? The only time I've ever thrown it harder than I should have, it blows apart. Battery goes one way, the screen goes the other, and the buttons go another way. I'm like, oh, fuck. It didn't just break. I hated the phone anyway, don't get me wrong, it was a piece of shit. But it's still, my cell phone has all my numbers on it, everything I live off of. So I was basically screwed because of it. Oh, I felt good. So now it's a day later. My dad took his iPod away, so now I'm iPodless, which majorly sucks hardcore. And I'm cell phoneless, which sucks even more, because now I can't call anybody to talk about it. But that was my own choice. So I can't be mad because I have no cell phone. I'm kind of upset I have no iPod. But still, like, what the fuck? Now I'm just pissed off, angry, can't talk to anybody, can't listen to anything. And my dad, I don't understand why he did this. I saw him walk outside, go to the car, drive off somewhere, and within about a minute or two, he walks back. I'm like, okay, so he just dropped the car off somewhere, and not that far away. I'm like, oh, whatever. He wants me to get upset that it's gone. I'm like, whatever. And so I sit in my room, sulk for a little while, it gets darker. Fuck it, I'm going out. So I go in the car. I walk outside, I'm like, okay, he went this direction. I go walk, I'm like, okay, I have to pick a direction to go. I walk to the end of the block, I'm like, okay, pick a direction to go. And I turn, I go off, I find the car. I'm like, okay, good. So I get in the car, just start driving around. I'm like, I fucking pissed off, driving, pissed off, nowhere to go. I'm just like, whatever, this fucking sucks. I go back home, put my music on as loud as I can, and go to sleep. Actually, what I was listening to, a lot of like Nirvana, Rammstein, System of a Down, Stained, and then one song that really got me pumped was, it's gonna sound weird, maybe a little bit gay, but whatever, it was Be Prepared from The Lion King. Well, that kind of got me pumped for some unknown reason, and so I was like, be prepared, and making all the voices and whatever. That was pretty fun. Kind of lightened the mood, kind of got me into not some pissed off kind of thing, which is really good. And I don't know, fuck. So I'm still pissed off. Started smoking again because I was so pissed off. I don't know if I'll keep doing it, but it's fucking helping right now. So whatever, dude. It's helping. 2 months off, now I'm starting. Whatever, dude. It's weird because I'm smoking these things that are called Camel Wides, which is like, it's like the width of 2 cigarettes, which is kind of weird and kind of freaky. It's a bit hardcore in the lungs, but whatever. It's not that big of a deal. Oh my god, so much prom drama, prom drama, prom drama. And I find out, this one girl who's one of my friends, her best friend, who she's known for 8 years, is jealous of me because I'm friends with her and I hang out with her, which makes no sense. But I just think he's uberly gay and doesn't know it, because he is fabulous. Think of the stereotypical gay guy. He's pretty much that, but a little bit angrier. Which basically means he hasn't figured out that he's fucking gay. That's just my feelings on it, because he is gay. He's like, I love cats. Oh my god, I can't believe it. It was so... Like, just admit it. Everyone's just like, come out of the closet now. Everyone thinks he's gay. Except for, I don't know, one or two people. Which are just in denial or don't want to know a gay guy. But... whatever. Fuck. This sucks. Okay, I'm gonna play a bit of this great, great podcast I heard. I wish they put out more episodes, but it's called Mel Sarcasm Hates the World. And this is just like a minute, maybe not even, of something, of one of the best mini rants that he goes on. So here you go.
Since the beginning of the show, I've been getting a lot of email. Unfortunately, it's all offers for Viagra and fake watches. Well, listen, whoever you are, I don't care what time it is, and I have absolutely no need for Viagra. That would actually imply that I have sex, which I don't. In fact, I don't even remember what it is, so please stop sending me this stuff.
So that was Mel Sarcasm. I hope you like it, because I sure did. Granted, you didn't get his feel of how much he hates every fucking thing. But seeing as he's only done 5 episodes, kind of hard to find something where you could get the feel into it without taking up too much time. Because he kind of has about a 6-minute show, or and I don't want to fill up too much time in this, because it's all about me, and I am the center of the universe. Okay, this next clip I'm going to play for you is from the worst, absolute worst podcast out there. It's by some bitchy little high school kid. It's called The High School Life. And basically, all he does is beg for email, doesn't really talk about anything, and it's like, give me email, because I have no friends. And so, I sent him an email, and, oh fuck, let me see if I can find the email I sent him. It is funny. Blah, 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 I sent it so long ago. Here, give me a sec so I don't waste your time trying to find an email. Okay, is it just me, or does he want to make you shoot your fucking self? Or bang your head up against the wall? Or take him out and shoot him in the face? Because, he pisses me off so much. And he was proud of that email. I basically called him a bitch, and he's basically like, yeah, I'm demanding an email. Blah, 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 blah. And notice how it took him a minute to read one goddamn email. One fucking email. Fucking damn it! What the fuck? He sucks. He's annoying. He's bitchy. He's whiny. And for the first half of that show, he's talking about an English paper that he wrote in class. And how his teacher liked it. Who fucking cares? Not me. Oh, by the way, Simon, that was for you, because I know how much you love that show. Just kidding. I sent Simon the link and told him to listen to that. He feel the same way I did. Oh, that kid pisses me off.
And there's one email I got that I'm proud of, and I'm happy that they gave it to me. It's from Toon Kid, and he says, "Yo, I took a listen to your podcast, and I could tell that you were begging for an email, so I'm doing so, so you can have your first email. Try out my podcast on iTunes. Look up Toon Kid Talks. And my audio blog." Yeah, that's it. Toon Kid Talks, his audio blog. "And tell me what you think. If any of you have this, email me and tell me what you think of it, because I could not even get this, because it said that he is too popular." So, at least he's popular, that's good. "If you can get this, then, yeah. Just check out my podcast, of course, and just email me about what you think about Toon Kid Talks, if any of you have this one." So that I hope that's a good one, because if, just tell me. And tell me what you think of Ask a Drunk Dude and Crybaby Emo Kids. They're pretty cool. I like that.
Okay, well, I think me bitching into one good, one really fucking bad show, podcast things, is pretty much a good show for this week. Kind of a little bit different. Kind of change it up a little bit. And, well, fuck. I guess that's it for this week. Email me, ToonKidTalks, Gmail, Skype, Gizmo Project, Toon Kid, and fuck it. Any shoutouts? Give me about 30 seconds, and I will tell you if there's any shoutouts to give. No, there's no shoutouts. I really don't want to waste any more time. But if there's supposed to be shoutouts and I missed you, fuck, I remember. Jackie, for you, I will sing a Carvel song on the next show when you give me that intro. Okay? Cool. So, yeah. Peace out, fuckers!